有十二个人，他们的家园被洗劫并且烧毁。
Two lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army, and another had two sons captured and killed by the British.
有其中两个人的儿子，他们因为参加独立战争而牺牲；有另外两个人的儿子也被英军俘获并且杀死。
Nine fought and died in the war that followed.
也有其中九个人，他们在独立战争中牺牲。
They signed and they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor.
他们决定在独立宣言上签字，是他们为自由而愿意去献上自己的生命、财富和荣誉的神圣承诺。
And what kind of men were they?
那我们再来看一下，他们是一群什么样的人
？24 were lawyers.
这些人其中有24位是律师。
11 were merchants.
有11位商人。
9 were farmers with large acreages of land.
有9位是富有的农场主。
They were men of means and well educated.
他们都是受过良好教育、富有的社会人士。
But they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were captured by the enemy.
但这些人却毅然决然地在独立宣言上签字，将自己的身家性命置之度外，甚至冒着叛国罪被捕被杀的风险与敌人对抗。
Carter Braxton of Virginia was a wealthy planter and trader, and he saw his ships destroyed by the British Navy.
卡特这个人他原来是弗吉尼亚州一个富裕的农场主和贸易商，但是在独立战争期间，他的船只被英国的海军拖走。
He had to sell his home and properties to pay his debts, and he died in rags.
因此，他不得不卖掉他所有的家业以支付债务，后来却死于贫困潦倒。
Thomas McKean was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family almost constantly.
托马斯呢，他也是英军积极缉捕的对象，以至于他被迫不得不时常的搬家。
He served in the Congress without pay, and his family was kept in hiding.
他担任临时国会议员的时候并没有薪水，他的家人也不得不跟着他东躲西藏。
His property and his possessions were taken from him, and he was forced to live in poverty.
后来呢，他的家产也被抄，生活在穷困潦倒中。
Vandals or soldiers or both looted the properties of Ellery, Clymer, Hall, Walton, Gwinnett, Hayward, Rutledge, and Middleton.
我们刚刚提到的这些所有的人民，他们这些人的财产和家园也被破坏者和英国的士兵洗劫一空。
At the Battle of Yorktown, the home of Thomas Nelson was taken over as headquarters for the British General Cornwallis.
在一场约克城的战役当中，托马斯他的住所被英军的将领夺取，作为了作战的指挥部。
Nelson urged George Washington to open fire.
托马斯他自己请求美国独立战争的领导人不要顾及他，开火。
His home was destroyed and Nelson died bankrupt.
然后呢，他也在这场战争中房子被毁并且破产。
Francis Lewis had his home and properties destroyed.
弗朗西斯他的房子和家产也被英军抄毁。
The enemy jailed his wife, and she died within a few months.
他的妻子也被监禁，并且在几个月后就去世了。
John Hart was driven from his home.
约翰·哈特从家中被迫逃走。
His family of 13 children fled for their lives.
他有13个儿女都各自逃命。
Hartsfields and gristmill were laid to waste.
他的农田荒芜，碾米厂废置。
For more than a year, Hart lived in forests and caves and returned home to find his wife dead and children vanished.
在整个逃亡的过程中，他曾经藏在洞穴和森林里长达一年之久。当他回家之后，他发现他已经妻死子散。
A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart.
在几周之后呢，他也因为伤心欲绝而过世。
Norris and Livingston suffered the same fates.
莫里斯和利文斯顿他们也经历了相似的命运。
Now these are just some of the stories and sacrifices that came out of the American Revolution.
这就是美国独立战争中56位牺牲者的故事。
They were not wild-eyed, rubble-rousing ruffians.
他们并不是野蛮粗俗的人。
They were soft-spoken men of means and education.
他们是接受过良好教育、为自由勇敢发声的人。
They had security, but they suffered liberty, but they valued liberty more.
他们原本拥有衣食无忧的生活，但是他们却更愿意为自由而战。
And so standing tall and straight and unwavering, they pledged.
他们站立挺拔，坚定不移，他们宣告。
For the support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, that's God. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
他们宣告说，为了强化这篇宣言，我们怀着深信上帝保佑的信念，仅以我们的生命、财富和神圣的荣誉相互保证，共同宣誓。
In other words, they had a cause to live for as well as to die for.
换言之，他们有一个坚定的信念，并为之这个信念而活，也为之而死。
There are those kinds of stories, and there are thousands of them. Many of them are still in progress by those who serve in our military.
其实现在还有成千上万类似于这样的故事，那些在服兵役的人其实还在经历着类似的征战。
But they stand in contrast to the cowards who choose not to fight at all for what they believe.
这些人呢，也与那些不愿意为信仰而战的人形成鲜明的对比。
Jack Handy, in his book Fuzzy Memories, tells the story of when he was a boy.
杰克·汉德曾经在他的一本书《模糊的记忆》中讲述了他小时候的一个故事。
A bully in his school demanded that he give him his lunch money every day.
他学校有一个霸凌者，并且天天勒索他的午饭钱。
Now, Hattie was smaller than the bully, so in fear, he would give him the money.
那个时候，汉德比这个霸凌者要年幼一些，因为害怕，他只能妥协把钱交给他。
And so one day he decided he was going to fight back.
但是有一天他决定要反击。
He signed up for karate lessons.
他报名参加了一个空手道课。
The instructor charged him $5 a lesson.
教练每节课都会收取他$5的费用。
After a few lessons, Hattie reasoned, it would be cheaper for me to pay the bully than to pay for the lessons.
上了几节课之后呢，他发现给霸凌者钱其实要比上空手道课要便宜很多。
So he gave up the karate lessons, and in cowardice, he daily gave the bully his lunch money.
因此呢，他就放弃了上这个空手道课，还是非常懦弱的上缴钱给这个霸凌者。
Now, unfortunately, that describes a lot of people in the church.Who has that attitude when it comes to fighting spiritual battles?
不幸的是，汉德的选择恰恰映射了很多现今教会中的信徒。当他们在经历属灵征战的时候，常常会和汉德一样显得怯弱。
They find it easier to pay the bully than to learn how to fight him.
他们发现，向那些欺负自己的人妥协，要比学习如何与之抗争要容易得多。
They're willing to let Satan destroy their lives and to wreak havoc upon their families and in the church without putting up any kind of a fight.
因此呢，他们就选择不与撒旦抗争，反而允许撒旦摧毁他们自己的生活，伤害自己的家人和教会。
Now we can't let Satan do that.
我们绝不能允许撒旦那样做。
We can't let Satan destroy us with his temptations and lies and.Dissension that he loves to sow.
我们绝不能允许撒旦的试探、谎言以及他分裂的诡计得逞。
And so God calls us to fight the good fight.
因为上帝呼召我们为他而征战。
Here's what he says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you.
我们一起来看这个提摩太前书的十二节，你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生，你为此被召。
God calls us to fight for our spiritual lives.
他呼召我们要过圣洁的生活，并且为之而征战。
For the true faith that saves us and gives us eternal life.
为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。
Following Jesus.Gives us a cause to live for, to fight for, and even to die for.
跟随主耶稣基督，同时呢，神也赋予了我们一个活着的使命，我们要为之征战，并且为之而死。
So the question is, how do we do it?
问题是我们该怎么做呢？
How do we fight the good fight?
如何为真道打那美好的仗？
How do we do battle against the evil one, against Satan?Whose only aim is to steal, kill, and destroy the life that we have in Christ.
我们如何与那诱引诱人的、杀戮的、毁坏基督生命的人来征战？
And in so doing, he wants to destroy the fellowship that we have as believers in Christ within the church.
因为这个邪恶的魔鬼，他想要分裂我们的教会，分裂我们的团契，并且毁坏我们基督的生命。
I want you to look at some verses in 1 Timothy today.
我们来一起看一下提摩太前书的第一章的一段经文。
And in this section, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, gives instructions to a young pastor, to Timothy, who was fighting something that was going on in his church.
在这一章中呢，圣灵启示使徒保罗写信给这位年轻的牧师提摩太，指示他应当为教会中所发生的事情而征战。
And Satan was using it to tear the church apart as well as the individual lives that were in the church.
因为撒旦试图分裂教会并破坏教会中个人的属灵生活。
And so he tells Timothy and us, because he's writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, to fight the good fight. And he gives us the reason why.
因此他指示提摩太，也指示我们，让我们靠着圣灵的启示去打那美好的仗。
We pick up the account in verse 12.
我们再来一起看一下提摩太前书的十二节。
The Apostle Paul is writing. He says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. He considered me trustworthy and appointed me to serve him.
十二节使徒保罗写道，我感谢那给我力量的我们的主耶稣基督。因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
Now the Apostle Paul was thankful and grateful that God chose him to serve him.
使徒保罗因着神的拣选而非常的感谢神，让他在他的事工中有份。
He went on to say in verse 13, Even though I used to blaspheme the name of Christ, in my insolence or pride, I persecuted his people.But God had mercy on me, because I did it in ignorance and unbelief. Oh, how generous and gracious our Lord was. He filled me with the faith and love that come from Christ Jesus.
我们再一起来看提摩太前书的一章十三节，他这样写道，我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，会慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信，不明白的时候而做的。并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
God's grace and love filled Paul to overflowing.
上帝丰盛的恩典和慈爱充满了保罗。
He was grateful and thankful and appreciative because he knew he did not deserve a bit of it.
他对神的恩典非常非常的感恩，因为他知道自己不配拥有神的爱。
You see, there was a time when Paul, whose name then was Saul, persecuted Christians wherever he could find them.
我们知道保罗曾经的名字叫扫罗，他曾经是逼迫迫害基督徒的。他热衷于逮捕基督徒，并且殴打他们。这些基督徒甚至丧命。
He had them beaten and arrested, and some of them he even had killed.
就在那个时候，甚至有一些基督徒命丧于他的手中。
Paul hated Christians. He wanted nothing to do with Christianity.
在那个时候的保罗，他不希望与基督教扯上任何的关系。
He wanted to stamp out Christianity off the face of the earth.
他希望基督教可以从这个世界上彻底的消失。
He blasphemed the name of Christ.
他曾经是亵渎基督名的。
He did not believe that Jesus was the eternal Son of God.
他也不相信主耶稣基督是上帝永生神的儿子。
He did not believe that Jesus was the Savior.
他也不相信主耶稣基督是那位救主。
He didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah.
他也不相信基督就是那位弥赛亚。
He didn't believe that Jesus was the only one who could save us from our sin and give us eternal life in heaven.
他也不相信耶稣是那个唯一可以将世人从最终拯救出来并且赐人永生的弥赛亚。
But then, one day, God got a hold of Paul and he replaced his unbelief and his hatred with faith and love.
但是有一天神呼召拣选了保罗消除了他的不信反之用信心和爱来充满他。
God's love and grace did what no religion could do for him.
神的慈爱和恩典成就了宗教无法实现的事情。
It changed Paul completely.
他彻底地更新了保罗的生命。
It turned a serial killer, Saul, into a servant of God, the Apostle Paul.
他把保罗从一个连环杀手扫罗变成了神忠心的仆人，使徒保罗。
And Paul was extremely grateful to God for setting him straight and saving him.
因此，保罗非常的感恩神的拣选和救恩。
And so if we're going to fight the good fight, we too need to be thankful.
如果我们想要打那美好的仗，我们也需要像保罗一样对神充满感恩。
Number one, we need to appreciate God's grace.
首先第一点，我们需要感谢神的恩典。
You see, what we appreciate, especially what we deeply appreciate, we're going to fight for.
当我们充满感恩，并且了解我们为什么而感恩，那你的心就会为之而征战。
And we need to appreciate, deeply appreciate, that God chose sinners like us to serve him and to live eternally with him in heaven.
我们需要学会感恩，并且是深深的感恩，感恩神愿意来拣选我们这样不配的罪人来侍奉他，并且为我们预备在天上的财富。
A year ago, May, John Wallace, president of Azusa Pacific University, brought out three students who were graduating.
在几年前的一个五月，有一位大学的这个校长约翰华莱士，他带着三位即将毕业的学生。
And he announced that for the next 2 years, these students were going to serve the poorest of the poor in India.
他向众人宣布说，在接下来的两年中，这三位学生将为印度最贫穷的人服务。
Now the three students thought that they were just being brought out to be commissioned and then to be sent out with a blessing, which they were.
在那个时候，这三名学生认为这是神的委托和祝福，也确实是这样。
But then something happened that they didn't know was coming.
后来呢，却发生了一些他们连想都没有想到的事情。
The president of the university turned to them and said, I have a piece of news for you.
校长对他们说，我有一个非常好的消息要告诉你们。
There's somebody you don't know, an anonymous donor.
有一位好心的匿名捐赠者。
And he was so moved by what you're doing that he gave a gift to the university in your name on your behalf.
这位捐赠者为你们的行为非常的受感动，因此他将以你们的名义来捐助我们的大学。
The president of the university then turned to the first student and said, "You're forgiven of your school debt of $105,000."
然后校长对第一位学生说道，我会免除你欠学校的$105,000的学费。
He then turned to the next student and said, "You're forgiven your school debt of $70,000.
然后呢，他又对下一位学生说，我会为你免除你欠学校的七万学费。
He then turned to the third student and said, you're forgiven of your school debt of $130,000.
然后呢，他又对第三位学生说，你13万的债务也被免除了。
Well, the three students had no idea that this was coming.
对于这个突如其来的恩典，是三个学生从未想过的。
They were ambushed by grace.
三个学生对这位匿名的捐赠者充满了感恩。
They were blown away that somebody that they never even knew would pay their entire school bill.
他们实在是不敢相信，一位素不相识的人竟然会为他们偿还所有的债务。
The students were in tears of gratitude.
三个人都因此而感动流泪。
Now, in a sense, that's what happens to us when we trust Christ as our Savior from sin.
这个例子其实形象地刻画了，当我们还是罪人的时候，我们的主耶稣基督成为我们生命救主的样子。
We are ambushed by grace.
在我们信主的那一刻，我们被他丰盛的恩典浇灌，无处可放。
Jesus paid a price that we could have never have paid, the debt of our sin.
我们的主耶稣基督为我们偿还了我们自己无法偿还的债务，就是罪的代价。
And in so doing, he freed us so that we could serve him.
他从最终释放了我们，把我们赎回来服侍他。
It should bring tears to our eyes.
我们真的应当感激流泪。
Tears of gratitude for the grace that has been so freely lavished on us who do not deserve it.
我们应当为神这样丰盛的恩典无条件地倾倒给我们这些不配的罪人而感动流泪。
And that's where fighting the good fight begins.
这是我们打那美好仗的开始。
It starts when we appreciate God's grace at work in our lives.
从我们学会感恩生命中神恩典开始。
It's something we're so grateful for that we're not going to allow anyone or anything to take it away from us.
这是我们内心最为珍视感恩的东西，所以我们绝不允许任何人或者任何事将神的祝福从我们生命中带走。
It gives us something to live for, to fight for, and yes, even to die for.
这给了我们活着的使命，我们愿意为之而征战，也愿意为之而献上我们自己的生命。
And so to fight the good fight, we need to appreciate God's grace.
所以打那美好的仗，我们需要感恩神。
And then second, to fight the good fight, we need to acquiesce to God's glory.
第二点，打那美好的仗，我们需要将荣耀归给上帝。
Now by that I mean we need to humbly defer any glory that comes our way to God.
我的意思是我们必须要学习谦卑，将所有的荣耀都归给神。
To fight the fight, good fight is to give God the glory, to bring attention to Him, not to us.
打那美好的仗就是将荣耀全部都归给上帝，将人的目光引向神，而不是我们自己。
Why? Because we realize that apart from God, none of this would have ever happened.
那我们为什么要这样去做呢？
I don't know about you, but the thought of what God has done for me humbles me.
我不了解你是怎么想的，但是我可以深刻地感受到神在我身上一切的作为是要使我谦卑。
It humbles me to think that God would fill me up to overflowing with supernatural resources that I do not deserve.
它使我谦卑地相信神会将那超乎我所思所想美好的一切赐给我这个不配的罪人。
God's grace certainly humbled Paul.
上帝的恩典也同样是保罗谦卑。
Here's what he wrote in verse 15. He said, this is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it as well as declare it as their testimony. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them all.
提摩太前书的十五节写道，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
Now, Paul didn't say, I was the worst of sinners.
大家注意，保罗在这里他并没有说在罪人中我过去曾是个罪魁。
He said, I am the worst of sinners. It's in the present tense.
他是在说在罪人中我现在就是个罪魁，是现在时。
Paul was keenly aware of his own sinfulness, even as a mature believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗敏锐地意识到自己作为一个成熟的基督徒里面却仍然有很多的罪。
He understood his desperate need for Christ every day. And so,
他深刻地知道我们每一天都迫切地需要主耶稣基督，我们也同样如此。
God's grace should humble us.
神的恩典让我们变得谦卑。
C.S. Lewis put it this way.
C.S. Lewis 他曾经这样说道，
When a man or a woman is getting better, he understands more and more clearly the evil that is still left in him.
当一个人变好的时候，他对残留于其自身的邪恶反倒愈加清醒。
When a man or a woman is getting worse, he understands his own badness less and less.
当一个人变坏的时候，他对于自己的邪恶的了解反而越来越少。
In other words, the more we are overwhelmed with God's grace, the more we're going to be overwhelmed with our own sinfulness.
所以罪在哪里显多，恩典也显得更多。
And that's a good thing because that's what the gospel is all about.
这才是福音的本质。
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
主耶稣基督降世为人，为的是要拯救罪人。
He did not come to save the righteous.
他并不是为了义人而来。
He came for sinners.
而是为了拯救罪人而来。
And so if you think you're righteous right now, that is, if you think, well, you're pretty good before God, and that you don't need Christ.
所以如果你现在自以为义，或者是认为自己在神面前是个义人的话，那你将不需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
If that's your attitude, you may not have Christ in you at all.
事实上，如果你真的有这样的想法和态度，那么主耶稣基督就不在你的里面。
Jesus did not come for the self-righteous, he came for sinners.
因为主耶稣基督不是为了义人而来，而是为了拯救罪人而来。
Tim Keller once said, here's the gospel. You're more sinful than you ever dared believe. You're more loved than you ever dared hope.
蒂姆·凯勒曾经这样说道，福音的本质是它让你认识到你比你想象的要罪恶的多，也让你知道你被神深爱比你想象的要爱的多。
If you ever get the chance, see the film Amazing Grace and watch it.
如果你还没有看过一个电影叫《奇异恩典》的话，我强烈的建议你去看一下。
It's available on Netflix or one of those providers.
然后呢，他讲的是一个威廉威尔伯福斯的故事。
It tells the story of William Wilberforce, who worked hard and long in the 19th century to end the slave trade in the British Empire.
他讲述了威廉他在19世纪的英国议会为推翻奴隶制度奋斗的故事。
Now, as part of that effort, Wilberforce visited his old pastor and friend.John Newton, the same one who wrote the song Amazing Grace that we love to sing.
为了推进这项工作，他拜访了他的老朋友，一位牧师，约翰·牛顿，也是写《奇异恩典》这首歌的作者。
Newton was a former slave ship captain before he came to know Christ.
牛顿在信主之前呢，他曾是一个奴隶船的船长，做奴隶贩卖生意。
And Wilberforce was hoping that he would be able to give him an account of the slave ship days, and that he'd be able to use that to discourage the practice of slavery in his day.
威廉希望牛顿可以公开他奴隶交易的历史记录，为奴隶发声， 用这些记录来打击并且推翻奴隶制。
Newton, however, refused to do it.
但是当时牛顿却拒绝了威廉。
Because he said the experience and what he called 20,000 ghosts of the past haunt him too greatly.
因为他当时分享到那两万个奴隶的鬼魂是他一生都无法摆脱的梦魇，他并不想面对。
Years later, however, as Wilberforce was nearing success in ending the slave trade, he visited Newton once again.
然而几年之后呢，当威廉在结束奴隶制方面将要取得成功时，他再次拜访了牛顿。
And he discovered that Newton had written out his account.
然后呢，他发现牛顿已经将当时所有的交录记录都拿了出来，并且记了下来。
He said to Wilberforce, "You need to use this."
并且他对威廉说，你一定要妥善地用这些东西。
And he gave names and records and ship records and forts and people. Everything that he could remember was there.
他把所有他当时可以记着的东西全部都记了下来，包括名字、记录、船舶交易、港口人员等等。
And then he said, although my memory is fading, I remember two things very clearly.
他总结说道，尽管我的记忆正在逐渐消退，但是我非常清楚地记得两件事。
He said, I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great savior.
他说道，我是一个犯了大罪的罪人，但是我的主耶稣基督伟大的救主拯救了我。
Did you hear that? I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great savior.
你听到了吗？他说，我是一个犯了大罪的罪人，但是我伟大的救主救了我。
Now that's the attitude the Apostle Paul had.
这个也是信徒保罗所持有的态度。
And that's the attitude John Newton had.
也是约翰牛顿的态度。
And that's the attitude that we need to have.
同样也是我们信徒该有的态度。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.That saved a wretch like me.
奇异恩典何等甘甜，我罪已被赦免。
If we're going to fight the good fight against those forces that would destroy our faith and destroy our fellowship within the church, we need to humble ourselves before the Lord and admit, I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior.
所以当我们决定要去打那美好的仗，去和那些试图摧毁我们基督信仰和团契生活的恶魔征战，我们就一定要谦卑我们自己，承认我们是一个罪人，并且承认基督是我们伟大的救主。
That way God gets all the glory.
神的名也因此得荣耀。
That way God gets the credit for whatever happens in our life.
也因着这一切，所有的荣耀都归向了神。
When we acknowledge our sinfulness, God gets the glory because it's only because of Him.
当我们承认自己是个罪人的时候，神的名就因此而被高举而荣耀，因为这一切都是因着神。
Verse 16, But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of His great patience.Even with the worst of sinners, then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life.
我们再来看十六节，这样写道：然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Paul saying, I'm an advertisement for God's patience in dealing with sinners.
保罗在这里是想说，基督在这罪魁人身上所显出的忍耐，我就是一个最好的事例。
If he can use me, the worst of sinners, he can use any sinner who dares to believe in Jesus Christ.
如果他愿意拣选我并使用我这个罪魁的话，那么他会非常乐意去使用其他罪人。
Now, if God can use Paul, he can use you, he can use me.
如果神愿意用保罗，那他也一定会愿意用你和我。
All we need to do is trust him with our lives each and every day.
我们所需要做的就是全然的信靠他，并且靠着他的恩典过每一天的生活。
And the result, verse 17, all honor and glory to God forever and ever. He is the eternal King, the unseen one who never dies. He alone is God. Amen.
十七节这样说道，但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神直到永永远远阿们。
You see, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, acknowledging our sinfulness, God gets the glory for whatever he does in and through our life. For whatever goes on within our church, he gets the glory.
所以我们看到，当我们在神的面前谦卑自己，认罪悔改，那神就会在我们身上成就他的功，并借着我们去建造他的教会，神也因此而得荣耀。
Eugene Peterson once said, "The biblical fact is that there are no successful churches."
尤金·彼得森曾经借着圣经告诉我们一个事实：这个世上没有成功的教会。
There are instead communities of sinners gathered before God week after week in towns and villages all over the world.
取而代之的是罪人的聚会，在这个世界各地的城镇和村庄中。罪人每一周会聚集在上帝的面前。
The Holy Spirit gathers them and does His work in them.
圣灵将这些罪人聚集，并且在他们的中间动工。
And in these communities of sinners, one of the sinners is called pastor and is given a designated responsibility to keep the community attentive to God.
在这些罪人的聚会当中，有一位罪人被称作是牧师，他被神呼召赋予了特别的职分，使聚会的人可以专注地仰望神。
What we don't need are more principles for success.
我们不需要的是过多的成功原则。
What we don't need is a big how-to list for
effectiveness. 我们也不需要太过的强调如何来提高成效。
What we need is Christ, the Savior of sinners.
我们需要的是基督，那个救人脱离罪的救主。
And we need him today and every day.
我们今天就需要他，并且我们生命中的每一天都需要他。
I like the way one pastor said it many years ago when he became overwhelmed with all the ideals that he was collecting from church growth seminars and books and so forth.
我自己非常喜欢一位牧师几年前的分享和教导。他被教会那些培灵会和属灵的书籍中的理想主义想法淹没，这让他非常的不知所措。
He said quite frankly, "I'm sick to the death of ideals."
他诚实的说，坦白讲，我已经受够了这些理想主义的想法。
I have so many ideals, and I've been so frustrated by them, I really don't care for anymore.
我有很多理想化的想法，但是这些理想主义却让我越来越有挫败感，所以我真的不在乎了。
And then he said, what I'm looking for is a savior. Not someone who would just tell me what I ought to be, but someone who will forgive me for what I am, and then with his love.Enable me to be more than I ever believed I could be.
他说，我现在要追求的是我的救主，因为他不仅引导我该成为什么样子，同时他接受并赦免我这个罪人，并在爱中引导我成为一个远远超乎我想象美好的人。
And that's exactly what Jesus does for us when we acknowledge our sinfulness before him.
这就是当我们愿意在神面前认罪悔改的时候，神就会在我们身上成就他的功。
His love enables us to be more than we ever believed we could be, to His honor and glory.
他会在爱中引导我们，在我们的身上成就那极重无比的荣耀。
And that's how we fight the good fight against those forces that would destroy us in our church.
这就是我们如何去打那美好的仗，对抗那些企图摧毁我们和我们教会恶魔的方式。我们手里有两样非常有力的武器，就是感恩和谦卑。
If we're going to fight the good fight, first we must appreciate God's grace.
所以当我们去打那美好的仗，第一，我们必须感恩神的恩典。
And second, we need to acquiesce to God's glory.
第二，我们必须将荣耀归给神。
And then third, if we're going to fight the good fight, we need to appropriate God's ways.
第三，如果我们打那美好的仗，我们必须顺服神的道路。
We need to grab a hold of the truth of God's word.
我们必须明白掌握神话语中的真理，必须紧握它。
We need to possess the truth of God's word and make it a part of our everyday living.
我们必须紧跟它的真理，使它成为我们自己的一部分。
Verse 18. Timothy, my son, here are my instructions to you, based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier. May they help you fight well in the Lord's battles.
我们看提摩太前书十八节，我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
And how was Timothy to fight well in the Lord's battles?
那提摩太要怎样打那美好的仗呢？
Verse 19, cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear.
十九节，要长存信心和无愧的良心。
If we're going to fight the good fight, we have to believe what God says in His Word, and then do what God says in His Word.
如果我们要打那美好的仗，我们就必须相信神的话，并且按照他告诉我们的去做。
If we don't, our faith is going to come crashing down.
如果我们不这样做的话，我们的信心就会崩塌。
Verse 19 goes on to say, for some people have deliberately violated their consciences, and as a result, their faith has been shipwrecked. Hymenaeus and Alexander are two examples. I threw them out and handed them over to Satan so that they might learn not to blaspheme God.
19节和20节这样写道，有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破了一般，其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再绑毒了。
Evidently, Hymenaeus and Alexander didn't hold on to the faith and a good conscience.
很显然，徐米乃和亚历山大并没有长存信心和无愧的良心。
They stopped believing what God had said to them, and instead went on their own way.
他们选择不再相信神所对他们说的话，走过自己的道路。
And as a result, they lost their faith and they got into a lot of trouble.
结果就是他们失去了信心，并且陷入了很多麻烦。
Now what Paul was talking about here is like trusting or not trusting your GPS in your car.
保罗在这里所说的就像你是否相信你汽车上的 GPS。
Last weekend, we took our grandchildren to Bish Falls in Massachusetts.
上周的时候，我们带着我们的孙子到麻州的一个地方，叫这个 Bish Falls.
And we put it in the GPS, and it directed us step by step of the way.
然后呢，我们就一直跟着导航的引导，一步一步的去前往目的地。
It would say, now in 1 mile, you're to turn left on such and such a street.
导航说，在前方一英里处左转进入某个街道。
And when we came to that street, it would say, turn left.
当我们到达那条街的时候，导航又说，向左转。
And after many such turns, it got us there and then back home.
转了很多次之后呢，我们终于到达了目的地。那后来 GPS 又将我们成功带回家。
I often tell my wife Sue that the only flaw with GPS is the female voice.
我经常告诉我的妻子 Sue， 导航唯一的缺点就是使用了女性的声音。
To our shame, guys don't normally listen to women, especially when they're giving us directions.
因为男人通常不会听女人的话，男人总是觉得自己知道的更多，尤其是在方向感。 方向感上。
But with GPS, we have the choice.
有了导航之后呢，我们就有了选择。
We can believe what GPS is telling us, even though it's a female voice, and follow the directions that it gives us. Or we can go our own way.
我们可以选择相信 GPS, 并且相信它所告诉我们的方向，即使它是个女性的声音，遵循它的指示，或者我们也可以按照自己的方式行事。
Now, when I choose to believe what the GPS is telling me, I have no trouble getting to where I need to go.
当我选择相信 GPS 给我的导航路径的时候，我便可以毫不费力地到达需要去的地方。
But there have been times when I didn't do what the GPS told me to do.
但是有的时候我也不会按照 GPS 的指示去做。
I took a wrong turn, or I thought I knew a better way.
我经常走错路，但是我却认为那是更好的路径。
And when that happens, I find GPS saying, recalculating, recalculating, and it gives me new directions.
每当发生这种情况的时候呢 ，GPS 就会显示重新计算，给我一个新的方向。
Now that's a lot like the way it is to follow Jesus.
这其实很像我们跟随耶稣的道路。
When we choose to believe what Jesus tells us, we have no trouble getting to where He wants us to go.
当我们选择相信他告诉我们的话时，我们便可以毫不费力地到达他想让我们去的地方。
On the other hand, when we choose to ignore his directions, we can get very lost and into a lot of trouble.
相反，当我们选择无视他的指示时，我们就会迷路，陷入很多的麻烦。
But even then, it's like the Holy Spirit says to our conscience, recalculate it.And he gives us new directions to get back on track.
但即使如此，圣灵仍旧对着我们的良心说，重新计算，并且指引我们重新走上正确的方向。
The Bible and the Holy Spirit are God's GPS for our lives.
圣经和圣灵是我们生命中上帝的导航。
And all we need to do is believe what he says and follow his directions.
我们需要做的就是相信他，并且顺服他。
And so if we're going to fight the good fight, then we need to appreciate God's grace.
所以当我们要打的美好的仗，我们必须第一感恩神的恩典。
And we need to acquiesce to God's glory.
第二，归荣耀给神。
And we need to appropriate God's ways.
第三，顺服神的道路。
In short, we fight the good fight with gratitude, humility, and faith.
最后总结一下，我们打那美好的仗，我们需要心怀感恩，保持谦卑，充满信心。
Let me say that again. We fight the good fight with gratitude, humility, and faith.
我再来强调一遍，打那美好的仗，我们需要心怀感恩，保持谦卑，充满信心。
We conquer those forces that would destroy us and our church by being grateful for God's grace.
我们借着神加给我们的力量和恩典，就可以对抗那些想要摧毁我们和教会的撒旦。
Through a humble acknowledgement of our own sinfulness.
我们必须谦卑地承认我们自己有罪。
And by truly believing what God has said enough to follow His directions.
并且全然的信靠神的话，跟随他的道路。
Andrew Murray once said, "God has no more precious gift to a church or an age than a person who lives as an embodiment of God's will and inspires those around him or her with the faith of what grace can do."
安德鲁·莫里曾经这样说道。上帝给教会或是一个时代最好的礼物，就是一个能顺服神心意而活，信靠神恩典去成就大事，并且用这样的信念不断去激励身边人的信徒。
And so by God's grace, let each of us be that person in this place, in our church.
所以靠着上帝的恩典，我们大家都应该成为这样的人。
Fight the good fight by appreciating God's grace.
所以打那美好的仗，我们需要感恩神的恩典。
Fight the good fight by acquiescing to God's glory.
打那美好的仗，我们要将荣耀归给神。
And fight the good fight by appropriating God's ways.
打那美好的仗，我们要顺服神的道路。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you so much that you loved us and saved us.
主啊，我们要感谢赞美你，感谢你来到世上拯救我们。
We appreciate so much what you have done for us.
主啊，我们对你为我们的救赎非常非常的感恩。
You have given us a cause to live for, to fight for, and to die for.
主啊，我们也特别的感谢你给了我们生命中的使命，让我们为之而生，也为之而死。
I pray that that appreciation for what you have done would just be our passion as we live life day to day.
主啊，求你让我们有一颗感恩的心，并且在我们走这条成圣的路上要充满激情。
And any glory that we receive, we immediately want to turn it over to you because it's all because of you.
主啊，那一切你在我们身上成就的功，我们要将那荣耀全部都归给你。
And we pray that you will teach us your ways.
主啊，也求你真的是用圣灵来指示我们走你的道路。
Teach us how you want us to live in this day and age that we live.
求恩主你亲自来启示我们，我们在这个世上当如何行事。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告不配，乃是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求 ，Amen.